talking about a home.
From the people who bring you Charleston Home and Design Magazine, the Charleston Home and Design Show, the Charleston Fall Home Show, and Charleston's online home show, charlestonhomeanddesign.com, this is Talking About a Home. Talking About a Home is a home show on the radio, featuring interviews with local experts, home tips, trends, and ideas you need to know to make your home better. This is Talking About a Home.
I'd burn this whole town down, pick a spot, dig a hole, put them ashes in the ground. Maybe I'd burn this whole town down if it wasn't for my mama's house, my mama's house. Damn, girl, why'd you have to break it like that?
Good afternoon. I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to Talking About a Home, a home show on the radio. This week's home theme song was by Dustin Lynch, Mama's House. In addition to the great Chris Isaacs Talking About a Home, and special thanks to today's show producer, Ebony Ellis. In addition to our radio show Talking About a Home, we also publish Charleston Home and Design Magazine, winner of the American Society of Interior Designers Excellence in Design Media Award, and also winner of the American Institute of Architects Charleston Chapter's Honor Award for Journalism. You may also be familiar with the two custom home shows we organize, the Charleston Home and Design Show, which takes place every January, and the Charleston Fall Home Show, which is coming up August 27th through the 29th at the North Charleston Convention Center. And then finally, we also organized the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour, which has been moved from the month of April to sometime this fall. We haven't determined a date on that yet. Well, today we've got a great show lined up for you. We're going to be talking with Ashley V. She's the Association Director with the Charleston Home Builders Association. We're going to be talking to her about the PRISM Awards. And not sure if you're familiar with the PRISM Awards or not, but it's an annual event that the Charleston Home Builders Association has. Unfortunately, they usually have a gala attached with it, but unfortunately, they had to cancel that gala that was supposed to happen this month, the month of April. But the awards did go on, and We're going to be talking with Ashley about several of the builders that you see in Charleston Home and Design Magazine who took away PRISM Awards recently for 2021, including St. Pierre Construction, Priester's Custom Contracting, Shelter Custom Built Living, Aquatica Pools and Spas, Delpino Custom Homes, Crosby Home Creations. They draw house plans for you for new construction and remodeling. Jackson Built Custom Homes, and finally Structures Building Company. All of those companies you can find featured within the pages of Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and we're going to be talking about those particular projects that won awards in today's radio show. And many other awards that were given. And you can see all of those awards at the Charleston Home Builders Association website. And so check that out. And we'll be talking to Ashley in just a moment. I did want to ask... See if you have picked up the latest issue of Charleston Home and Design Magazine, our spring issue. It's been out for about 3 weeks now. It's got Mary Welch Fox Stasek on the cover, and she goes by Mary Welch as her first name. And she is the star of a new HGTV show that's going to be launching soon, called Breaking Bland, and that's I guess a little takeoff on the show Breaking Bad. And she's an interior designer, lives right here in Charleston on Isle of Palms, and she was kind enough to invite us into her home and we were, she's got a great place on Isle of Palms, and we were able to capture some fantastic photographs of Mary Welch's home. She's been involved with many of the builders that you see in Charleston Home and Design magazine, particularly Shelter Custom Built Living. She's designed done some designs for several of their houses. So we're very excited. It's one of our best received covers. We're getting a lot of great feedback on that with Mary Welch on the cover. Everybody's talking about what the awesome colors and the design that we show of her this portion of her house, her bedroom in particular. The other good reason to pick up the new issue of Charleston Home and Design magazine is this is the issue that we focus our one of our features on bathrooms, and something that we have done four times I can't recall. There's so many beautiful new hotels that are popping up in Charleston, and this is about the fourth time that we have contacted some of the newer hotels and said, hey, can we go in and photograph some of your bathrooms in particular? And we've all experienced this where we've been on vacation and you're staying in just a killer place and you love all the design and everything, and you're thinking to yourself, boy, I wish I had a bathroom that looked like this, that had these plumbing fixtures or this tile or this lighting. And so we're taking you inside several of the newer hotels in Charleston, like Hotel Bennett is a new hotel that just opened recently. And we take you inside, we show you the bathrooms in several of these hotels. And then we also say, if you like this look, then if you like the look of this lighting fixture, this is where you can find it locally. If you like the look of the tile, we point you in the direction of a local tile company that you see within the pages of Charleston Home and Design magazine. So it's kind of a cool thing. We always our Charleston Home and Design magazine is set up to inspire people whether they're building a new home or remodeling. So this is a great way to get inspiration for your own home and your bathroom in particular. And then we also bring you inside about 73 different local bathroom projects that have taken place recently. And so we tell you exactly who the local contractor is that was responsible, so that if you like that look, if you'd like to get some work done on your own home, you can contact, you can just look on that page in Charleston Home and Design magazine and call that local contractor. Well, have a great weekend and enjoy the show. And joining us on the phone right now is Ashley V with the Charleston Home Builders Association. How you doing, Ashley?
I'm great. How are you? Thanks for having me.
You bet. I'm doing fine, thank you. And Ashley, we are here to talk about the annual PRISM Awards that the Charleston Home Builders Association implements. And take a moment and tell everybody about the PRISM Awards and what's all involved with that.
So our annual PRISM Awards, it is a really big, amazing ceremony. It's to celebrate all of the home building industry here in Charleston. We've actually been doing it for 32 years now. The association has been around since the 50s, and these awards are sacred among our builders. And our builders are those that they have all their papers, they do everything that they're supposed to do, everything is basically warranted, and you can count on them, and they're good people that are going to build for you and right by you. And so we want to honor them and appreciate them and show off their beautiful, magical Charleston homes. And so we typically do a gala every year. The last several years have been at the Gilliard downtown. And this year, of course, we went a different route and decided, since we didn't want to get together in a ballroom with 400 plus people, that we would celebrate it virtually. And we are doing that through a myriad of different marketing platforms. And we're just excited to share with the public this year everything that we've accomplished.
Gotcha. So the gala was unfortunately canceled, but the awards continued on. And how many different categories of awards do the Prism Awards have?
Off the top of my head, I believe there's 22 different categories, and that goes anywhere from customer service to community outreach to the homes themselves, the realtors. We have awards for them as well. And then, of course, we have a Builder of the Year and an Associate Member of the Year, which, just to explain a little bit, associates are anyone in the industry that's not a builder. So that can be any trade that touches the building world.
Gotcha. So we're going to talk about, we're going to kind of cherry pick and talk about a few of the different awards. And naturally, we are kind of focusing on some of the companies that people can see featured within the pages of Charleston Home and Design magazine. Near the end of the interview, I'll have you tell our listeners how they can view the complete list of all the Prism Awards winners and see photographs of those projects themselves on your website and everything. So
yeah, sounds good.
So St. Pierre Construction, they won an award for a historic renovation of $1 million+ on Atlantic Avenue. It's a beach house on Sullivan's Island, and that sounds like a really good project. You said before the interview started, you saw a photo of it, and you said it was pretty nice.
It is, yes. So how it's done is the judges get to see all the photos. I collect all the information, and then we have the judges come in and they judge all the entries. We usually have about 175 submissions every year. Unfortunately, even though every home is beautiful, not every home wins, but this home St. Pierre Construction did on Sullivan's Island is absolutely amazing and gorgeous. And the before pictures are also great because you get to see what was original to the home and then what they've updated from anything like the paint to the floors to the kitchen. Just it's all gorgeous. We have some pretty fantastic builders here.
Mm-hmm. No doubt. Another one of the awards was Priester's Custom Contracting, which you can find within the pages of Charleston Home and Design magazine. And this was for a remodel. They build new homes as well as high-end remodeling. And this was for a remodeled home in the $200,000 to $300,000 range. And they worked hand-in-hand with Crosby Creations, which is a home designer. They draw plans for different builders, different projects, and Crosby Creations you can also find within Charleston Home and Design magazine. Can you talk about that project a little bit, Ashley?
Absolutely. This is an amazing accomplishment in my mind because we're so used to hearing big numbers, you know, $1 million+ here in the low country. And so to see such a beautiful before and after for under $300,000 is quite magical in my world of banking. But it was cramped before. The home just was very dark. There was a lot of walls. It just needed to be opened up. It went from a kitchen that was a one-way entry to a galley that you could get in on both sides. The foyer, if I wish that everyone could just see it, but you could imagine it. They took multiple walls down with all of these different arches and just open it up into one big room. And it's just it's this grand entryway now. And the bathroom got an update and the laundry room became bigger. And what's even more insane about the project is they did the entire renovation without adding any square footage to it. So they took what was already existing for a foundation and just moved some walls around and gave it an update, and you wouldn't even know it was the same house when you walked in.
And I've talked many times to Jody Crosby with Crosby Creations about how it's so important to have a plan going into a big remodel like that. And you know, you just, if you have the plan and you know, that's your guide to a success. And and so that's awesome that they the builder worked with Crosby Creations, and the homeowner was willing to go along with that as well.
Yes, you have to put a lot of trust into these people, and I would back any of my members that you could trust them. And I love this project that Jody did with Priester's Custom Contracting. It is beautiful.
Okay, moving on to our next project. This is a project by a custom home builder, Shelter Custom Built Living, and that is Jenny and Ryan Butler with Shelter Custom Built Living, and they did a new addition on a home on Daniel Island in the $200,000 to $300,000 range that they won an award, a Prism Award with. Can you talk about that one a little bit?
Yes, Jenny and Ryan just do beautiful work, and I've seen it over the last several years that I've worked here at the association. I've had the honor of seeing what they've built over the years, and this is no short of anything else that they've done. It may be small in square footage, but it's still gorgeous. They built a single car garage with a living space on top that connects to the existing home by an open breezeway, and what is amazing about this is they did every single selection that was already on the existing home. They matched it to a T on the new addition on the garage with the living space. So we're talking siding, paint, pink colors for the garage doors and the windows and the roof, the door handles, little things like the lighting. That you would think several years down the road that you wouldn't be able to do the research and find something to match specifically, and they were able to do that. And it just blows my mind because that's a lot of work to put into this one structure to make sure it flows so well with what's already there.
Yeah, and before we started the interview, I wrote something down that you mentioned. You said this project looks like it always belonged there, and I think that's something to be said. When we've all you know, driven down the road and seen what looks like add-ons to a house, and it's very, very clear that was an add-on, and in this case, everything blends very, very seamlessly, so that it looks as though it's always belonged there, like you said.
Yes, you would never even know going down the road that it wasn't always there. The great thing is we're not the only ones that can see it. You can go on our website, which we'll talk about later, and you'll be able to see it too. Everyone
yeah. Will. Well, and while we're talking, mention your website too.
Okay. Yeah. So it's hbacharleston.com. We have actually a video that we did with Charleston Home Showcase, and it got aired on Channel 5 and Channel 2. That has photos. And our amazing, beautiful MC that usually does our gala every year, Terry Haas, a lot of people know her on Daniel Island. She's, her and her husband are a realtor team. So she did it for us. And so you can see the photos on there, or you can go to the newsletter also on the homepage at hbacharleston.com and just kind of filter through each page by page. And that has every single winner on the website
for all the different categories that
yes.
we don't get a chance to mention here today.
No, but there's some amazing stuff out there
for sure. So our next winner was Crosby Creations Home Designs, and Crosby Creations Home Designs. They will help you if you're getting ready to build a house. They will draw house plans for you. They have stock plans that they've already drawn for other homeowners that that they maybe have changed a little bit, and they have those stock plans for sale as well. And we just mentioned that they were part of the project with a remodeled home with Priester's Custom Contracting. So if you are thinking about remodeling your home, you should definitely think about hiring a home designer to draw the plans and help create that overall plan. And
always, yes, I'm going to give a nod to the architects out there that, just going online and buying a plan that you think looks good. There's so much that goes into it that by the time you buy it and then you realize all the things you have to change because of all the codes that have to deal with our particular state or because of flood lines or whatever it might be, it's so much better just to go to someone like Jody and just start from scratch with her. Give her your ideas, give her what you're dreaming of, and she can make it happen. And she can make it happen here because she knows here.
Yep, exactly. So Crosby Creations was hired to design an outdoor living space. And talk about that.
Oh my gosh, this thing is just absolutely gorgeous. If you were on an island somewhere, you would expect a pig roasting underground. It's just amazing, and banana leaves, because it's got a cedar shake roof. It has stone based columns. It's got an outdoor kitchen. It's custom millwork, custom trusses. I mean, it just makes a huge statement. You walk outside and it's next to this gorgeous pool, but you almost don't even notice the pool because of how beautiful the structure is next to it.
Yeah, I've been seeing a lot of pool cabanas that are being built in the backyard near the pool, and where people are creating like an outdoor kitchen or a bar area, or maybe a changing room to change and storage for the pool toys and things like that. So it's a very common trend that's taking place here.
And it's so exciting because it's probably stuff that people have had in the back of their minds for years. And this past year has given them the opportunity to finally make their house what they wanted because they have the time and they have the resources to do it. So I love getting to be a part of seeing everyone's dreams come true, because your home is supposed to be your oasis. So I'm glad it is becoming that for a lot of people.
And you know what the interesting thing is? Because the homeowners took the time to hire a good designer to draw the plans for this pool cabana, they hired Crosby Creations Home Designs. And I'm not sure exactly who built that space, the cabana, but they will, they spent over $100,000, between $100,000 and $200,000 to create that pool cabana. And they're going to get, most, if not all, of that money back when they sell that property, because it wasn't thrown together. It wasn't sort of like built on a whim and where you're sort of only... okay, what am I going to do next here? And trying to figure out the design as you go while the thing is under construction.
Yes, it's now a feature of the home.
Yes.
And not to mention all the things you can't put a monetary value on. The fact that they'll be able to use this for years and years and years and enjoy it. Now they don't have to go spend money on vacation somewhere because they just get to do it in their own backyard. It's already there.
I've been saying that for years, Ashley, about how, if you're going to, if you're living in a house that you would like to change, turn that house you like into the home you love, do it now and enjoy it. Enjoy it for years. A lot of people, when they get ready to put their house up for sale, there will be this mad rush to do improvements and stuff like that. And sometimes they cheap out on the finishes and stuff like that. And, invest the money in a remodel now,
And
then
enjoy
you'll,
it.
And you'll have all those years to enjoy it. And you can't put a price tag, you're right, on those family moments that you have. And
right.
And then when you do go to sell your property and to move to a
it's already done.
It's you're gonna get your investment
it, so you're
back.
Just getting the money back. It's like a bonus.
Exactly. Another company that you see within the pages of Charleston Home and Design magazine is Aquatica Pools and Spas. And they won 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 different awards, 6 different Prism Awards this year. And one of them was in the $75,000 to $100,000 range for a swimming pool. Another one was $100,000 to $125,000. Another, a third award was given to them for $125,000 to $150,000 pool. They won another award for the $150,000 to $175,000, and then finally, $175,000 to $200,000. So all of those different price ranges, Aquatica Pools and Spas swept the Prism Awards, and they also won an award for a commercial pool. Which is the Wanderer Charleston, which must be a hotel or something. But talk about one of those projects, Ashley.
So I personally love the Shepherd, which is one of the ones that won it. It was the I think the 100 to 125 range, and it's just this gorgeous little, I say little, it's not really little, oasis that you walk out into, and from the stone around the pool to the beautiful tile inside the pool. They have a jacuzzi with a waterfall, plus they have 3 other waterfalls at one end of the pool. It has an area where you can walk out and kind of still be in a shallow end. So you're only really ankle deep. So you can put a chair there, an umbrella. And then if you want to get to the deep end, you just keep walking down the stairs and you can take a little swim. But it is just gorgeous, and I absolutely love those guys at Aquatica. They are huge supporters of the CHBA, and we are huge supporters of theirs. It's been really a lot of fun watching them build their business up. They're actually one of the newer pool companies in town, but they really know their stuff. They've been around for a while as far as the industry goes, and they build a very competitively beautiful product.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think they call the way you described it, I think they call that a beach entry, where you are sort of you're able to kind of walk very gradually into the pool rather than, you know, just kind of jumping into a 5-foot end or something like that.
Right. It's nice to be able to have that option, so you're not having to, like you said, having to go, you're either waist deep or you're head deep.
Right.
But this gives you that kind of third option to be where you're in, but you're not really in.
Yeah, and like how many people, I bet many of our listeners can relate to this, where you might go to the beach and you might just sort of sit, you know, in about 6 to 12 inches of water in the surf, and that's sort of
stay cool.
It's the same sort of effect that you get with the beach entry that you're talking
about. Without getting sand in your bathing suit, which is key.
Exactly, and I'm sure we're piquing the interest of our listeners, Ashley, to want to look at these photographs and remind our listeners where they can go to see photographs of these different projects.
Yep. So again, on our homepage, you just got to go to hbacharleston.com. Scroll down a little bit, you'll automatically see the video starting for the big winners for all the single family homes and pools and stuff. And then if you scroll down just slightly more, you see where it says the 2021 Prism newsletter. You click on that and you see every single winner, and you get at least one photo for everyone that won. So you get a peek into the world of others, other homes, which is always really fun too.
Well, we're big believers in gaining inspiration by looking at beautiful projects in Charleston Home and Design magazine, and you can go to the HBA Charleston website to get inspiration as well by looking at these award-winning projects.
Yes, absolutely. If you need some fire to get going, this is Pinterest on the local level.
Exactly. Good way to describe it. I mentioned previously one of the Prism Award winners being custom builder and remodeling contractor Shelter Custom Built Living. And this is a different project that they won a different award for. This was for the pool / outdoor living space. This was in the $600,000 to $700,000 price range on Daniel Island. Can you talk about that a little bit, Ashley?
Yes, absolutely. If you are looking to pull out all the stops for outdoor living, this is your bread and butter, because they have just gone above and beyond to this beautiful backyard to make it from just really nothing exciting and nothing that's really truly usable to having something that creates almost an additional living space, but without the AC. Mm-hmm. So they've started by removing the French doors and then putting a sliding door. So it does create that indoor-outdoor element, so you don't feel disconnected from the outside, which so often we do. And they've made it so you don't feel that way. They added in a kitchen with refrigeration, an ice maker, and a fireplace as well. The pool itself is also elevated on the same level as the back porch and back outdoor space. And it goes out with the deck to, they have a detached garage in the back of their home. So it now connects to there as well. So it makes your footprint feel bigger, but it's all outdoor. Mm-hmm. It's not inside. So, and we live in an area that, why are we not living more outside? This is an opportunity to.
No, you make a good point. And a lot of people are, without having to expand the footprint of their existing home, they are taking advantage of outdoor living space. And you're right. Certainly between I kind of look at the months between October and April as being the ideal outdoor living months. But if you don't mind a little warm weather, then April through October as well is, you know, you find some nice shade and maybe a nice breeze. And even though it's 90 degrees out here in Charleston, you can still enjoy that outdoor living space.
Absolutely. Well, and with this pool, they actually heated it, so you could even go into the winter months if you wanted to, which is a great feature in my opinion.
Right. And, you know,
I'm always for staying warm.
Exactly. And we were just mentioning all those awards that Aquatica Pools and Spas had won. And, you know, when someone is installing a swimming pool in their backyard, it's not just the pool. That usually triggers the redesign for outdoor living, space, maybe
it
a
really
fire
does.
Pit and, some extra hardscape, paths in your backyard and maybe a pergola, whatever. So it's like, hey, you know, we're going to buy a pool, but why don't we do it all at the same time? And so that's something that's very common today.
Yes. Absolutely. Yeah. Once you start on one project, you realize you have maybe 10 more ahead of you, because you don't just want the one thing anymore. You want the whole kit and caboodle, which I think is the way to go, especially as we're spending more and more time at our homes. You should take advantage of everything that you have around you.
Exactly. And I previously mentioned St. Pierre Construction, who you can find in Charleston Home and Design magazine, and they won a second award. This was for a home valued at $2 million to $2.5
million. Yes, and it's a gorgeous home. And even though it's a new construction, it really looks like it's been there for ever. It belongs on Sullivan's Island. It's the beautiful beach house that we see here with the white exterior with the black windows and the wooden doors, and it's so pretty. And then on the inside, they kept it very simple and clean, and with white walls, and they have vaulted shiplap ceilings with open rafter areas, and it's gorgeous. The lighting that they've chosen, it just you feel like you're on the beach in this home.
Mm-hmm. Another one of the Prism Awards was given to Del Pino Custom Homes, and this was for new construction in the $500,000 to $600,000 range at 7 Point Verona, and that's on James Island. Can you talk about that a little bit, Ashley?
Yes, this is a gorgeous home. They took a greenhouse design element and put it with coastal, and that may or may not sound strange, but it is breathtakingly beautiful, and they have just gone all out. They've done seawood tones, natural materials, splashes of green throughout, including a beaded chandelier. They have green marble tiles. They have waterfall edge quartz countertops. It is just absolutely amazing. And then, of course, on top of that, you're over Ellis Creek. So they have created a third floor viewing set, rooftop sunset area. And so you can just go up there whenever you want and enjoy the low country that's behind you.
Cool. And our next entry is by another really good quality custom builder, Priester's Custom Contracting, that you'll find in Charleston Home and Design Magazine. And this was for a single family home in the $700,000 to $800,000 range.
Yeah, so in Kiowa River Estates, Priester's built an amazing home. And personally, what I love the most about it is... I don't know if this had to do with Tommy and Shelley's suggestion or with the homeowners, probably a little bit of both, but there's lots and lots of storage. They just have storage everywhere, things that are hidden. Something that really stands out to me is in the butler's pantry, there's a cabinet for a microwave, a coffee machine, and then extra storage. So those things aren't laying out on your kitchen counter like they typically would. And then the details are just insane on this house. They have custom freestanding gas double oven and stove. They have a custom built range hood. They have custom tile in the bathroom. I mean, it's just custom everywhere. And I think that's so important when you're building your home. It's the biggest investment you're going to make, and you want to make sure you truly enjoy what you're waking up to every day. And I don't think that this client is going to be upset by anything that she sees as she's getting up every morning here in the low country.
I'm sure she'll be delighted. You know, when someone decides to that they're going to build their dream home, it's very, very easy to have a lot of expectations in their mind, and they don't picture the outcome any way but a complete success. And the reality is the outcome is not guaranteed, but no one wants to have regrets about a project at the end. And the key to that is to hire a trusted quality builder. And you're going to find a lot of those builders that are members of the Charleston Home Builders Association. And you'll find a lot of those quality builders in the pages of Charleston Home and Design Magazine. And talk about the Curtis Daniel home that was built in the Grassy Creek subdivision in Mount Pleasant. This was in the $1 million to $1.5 million range.
Yes, and this home, I feel like I'm a broken record because they're all gorgeous. And every time I open a picture of one of the builders that want a home, I just want to move into that one. And this is no different. This house is absolutely stunning. They have very key indoor-outdoor living once again. So they have the pool that comes right off the back deck. It's all elevated. And they have 31 feet of sliding door going into the kitchen and out to the back deck as well. So you really do get that feel of living outdoors. But key to that is you can close up at night so you don't get all the bugs in. They have a beautiful, gorgeous bookmatch slab walnut countertop that goes on the island, and it's 15 feet long. Can you imagine?
Ooh, boy.
A 15-foot island. And it's a very modern take on a low country house. They have exposed steel stringer staircases with thick white oak treads. They have an indoor-outdoor bar, which is one of my favorites, where they have the folding glass window. I absolutely love that. I would love to do something like that with my home as well. Maybe one day. gotta pick your projects one at a time.
Right.
They did it all in this house, and it's absolutely gorgeous.
One of we've mentioned Jody Crosby with Crosby Creations Home Designs, and they're the company that draws house plans if you're going to do a big remodel or build a new house. And Jody is somebody who always believes in continuing to market herself and the company and Crosby Creations. And you can always find her at one of our home shows. She always has a display, and she's gotten a lot of business over the years from homeowners that visit the home show. And we have our home show is coming up, the Charleston Fall Home Show, August 27th through the 29th at the North Charleston Convention Center. And you can meet Jody Crosby at the show, or you could give her a call in advance. But she won another Prism Award. This was for designing a single family home, new construction in the $1.5 to $2 million range. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Yep. So it's definitely a coastal home design. It's absolutely beautiful. And they have traditional elements, which I love, like double front door, a wide entry stairs, and then it has a bay window, which you don't really see a lot more anymore. And but they did it in this brand new home, and it's those little touches and those little architecture features that really make a home stand out. And then of course they did newer style touches too, like they did an awning roof, they did cedar style shake siding, custom milled gable brackets. They have this amazing pool cabana. It almost looks like a miniature Charleston home, where you come in on the side and you open the door, but you're actually walking into the side porch. It's so cool. It's absolutely gorgeous, and it has a full outdoor kitchen and a sitting area and a guest suite above, and of course it overlooks the pool in the backyard. And I could definitely see the owner spending a lot of days outside in the months to come.
Yet another one of those quality builders that won a Prism Award is Jackson Built Custom Homes, and they won a Prism Award in the $2 million to $2.25 million range. Can you talk about that a little bit, Ashley?
Jackson Built they're so amazing at what they do. And they built a beautiful home that brings you that southern curb appeal, but also that coastal contemporary style. So they have these really cool, unique details that include like a custom plaster range hood and a fireplace by a local artisan. So it automatically just brings in elements that you wouldn't find in a store. You can't just go and buy it. And then they have dramatic steel barn doors that open into a private den and a vaulted master bedroom with beautiful scissor beams. With it being an open floor plan, the pool just comes flowing right off of the back of the house, and it overlooks a golf course. And you couldn't ask for more easy entertaining in this home.
One of the companies that we've mentioned several times, Shelter Custom Built Living, the custom builder and remodeling contractor, they won another award in the $2.5 to $3 million range for a single family new construction on Daniel Island. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Absolutely. I would love to. This house is amazing. There's things in this home that I've never ever seen before. Not only do they have parking for seven cars, but they have an 11-foot front pivoting door. They have all large format windows. They have glass garage doors on the backsides of the garages. The pool comes with the heating and a cooling system. it just, the list just goes on and on. They have an elevator, they have automated blinds, they have oak flooring with a custom finish, and the master bathroom probably is the one of the coolest parts. Is it's 190 inches of vanity space. So you're talking on each side of a master bathroom, each one gets their own vanity all the way across from front to back of the room. And then you have two doors that go into the shower with two shower heads and two systems. So it's jaw dropping is what this is. Two stories of shelving built in, adjacent to a stairway that has glass panels, and the appliances are paneled. It's a 72-inch linear fireplace with concrete tiled wall. I could just go on and on and on. This place is just, it's not like anything I've ever seen.
Yeah, and I interviewed Ryan Butler with Shelter Custom Built Living a couple weeks ago for our Brilliant Builders and Renovation Sensations podcast and blog, which is brought to you by the Charleston Home Builders Association. And Ryan said something very interesting. He said that they don't take on a project unless it is designed by an architect, and that's they put so much value into the design of the house that that's why they're able to build such beautiful beautiful homes and remodels. Is it all starts with a great design.
Yes, you have to be able to engineer it on paper before you can actually build it, because if you just go willy-nilly and you think it's going to work, it's not the way to go, because you're going to end up with a much larger headache in the end.
Exactly. And where can folks, let's remind our listeners where folks can see photos of all these different projects that we're mentioning.
Yes, you can check this out and all of the winners from this year's Prism Awards at hbacharleston.com. Right there on our homepage, we have a video, and we also have a newsletter that lists everyone with photos.
One of we've mentioned Structures Building Company, which is located on Daniel Island, and they built a house in the $3.25 to $3.5 million range, Front Beach on the Isle of Palms. Can you talk about that a little bit, Ashley?
Yes, I love Structures Building Company. They do an amazing job, and what I love about them is their range of homes that they do. So they can do anywhere from maybe an elevated starter home, perhaps, all depending on, you know, where you are in your lifestyle and in your life, and all the way up to these gorgeous, completely custom, beautiful homes. And this one just is stunning. And it has an outdoor shower off the master bath. It has an elevator, stainless steel exterior cable railings, a large pool. They even went so far as they customized their boardwalk to the beach access. And it's mind-blowing what I personally have never even thought of doing. And then it gives you ideas of things that you'd like to do in your own home. And that's what's great about seeing all these houses, is you go, oh, that would be great to have. So I love looking at these, especially their wine room that they have in here. And anywhere from the metal roof to, they have a stone tub skirt around the tub in the master bath. It's just, it really is beautiful.
Yeah, and the fact that the home was built Front Beach on the Isle of Palms, I bet there's a lot of building materials that are meant to stand up to that salty sea air and the hurricane force winds and things like that.
Yes. Yeah, this home in particular has all low maintenance non-wood exterior materials that were used on the outside. The casement windows with the custom SDL design, they make sure that everything is either waterproof or can't rust, so that the home is there for the duration. It's not just there for a little while.
And, you know, we've been mentioning that you can always go to the Charleston HBA website, but you can also call these builders directly if you have any questions about any of these particular projects as well.
Absolutely. If you go on our website and you click on the member listing, you can find all of them with their contact information.
And we really have just scraped the surface in terms of highlighting a handful of the Prism Award winners today and on our radio show. And you've done a great job painting a picture for our listeners of all of the different homes that that won Prism Awards. But before we wrap up, Ashley, I wanted to ask you who was awarded Builder of the Year and who was Associate of the Year, and what's the difference between a builder and an associate with the Charleston Home Builders Association?
So, you know, a builder, of course, is a builder. Anyone that will build your home for you. But they're not the only player in the game of building. We have so many other people that are associated with the industry, anywhere from our trades, like our tile guys, our roofers, to maybe mortgage or your insurances that you have to worry about while you're building the home. And even after the home, we have warranties for the homeowners and for the builders. And it's everywhere, far and in between and very far reaching. You'd be surprised how many people out there actually touch the building industry in some form or fashion. And all of those people get grouped into what we call our associate members. So we do have two categories, and this is something that's near and dear to me, because Builder of the Year and Associate of the Year doesn't necessarily have to do with what they're doing externally for their companies or for themselves. It's what they've done for the Charleston Home Builder Association and the time and commitment and participation that they've put in for the past year. We just want to honor them and thank them for all of their hard work and their diligence and being part of such a great organization. And so the Builder of the Year this year is Ward Mungo. He is with Mungo Construction. He's an amazing builder. He's actually our current president this year as well. The two were not related by any means, because he did all the work last year and now he's president this year, but we couldn't have done a lot of what we did without him. And also the Associate of the Year is Tori Stein. She's with SIC. She is currently with a insurance provider, but she also used to be a builder. She retired a few years ago from the building industry and decided she still wanted to be somehow connected. So her insurance directly relates to the building industry as well. And the same with Ward is she did so much for the HBA. We couldn't thank her enough. And so we hope giving her an award is showing that we truly do appreciate them, and we appreciate all of our members, because we can't do what we do and lobby for building and really just making sure that everything is done in fairness and greatness without the people who believe in us.
Well, you know, I can think back to 2008 during the financial recession that we went through, and at that point banks were not loaning money. And the work for builders, people were not hiring builders to build homes for themselves. And so not only did the builders suffer back then, but it was a trickle-down effect into the associates that you were just mentioning, all of the subcontractors, the trades, the suppliers, the tile suppliers and flooring suppliers. They all were affected because the builders, they rely on business from the builders themselves. And if the builders are not building, then the associates are not able to sell their products and services as well. So I definitely see how it's all tied in together.
Yes, it really is. Well, everyone needs everyone.
Exactly. Well, congratulations to Ward Mungo, Builder of the Year with Mungo Construction, as well as Tori Stein with SIC, Associate of the Year, as well as all of the Prism Award winners for this year. And Ashley, very quickly, the Charleston Home Builders Association publishes their own magazine, and that is people should be looking for that pretty soon, right?
Yes, actually, it just came hot off the press for this year's copy, and I think it's in its, gosh, I can't even remember if it's its fourth year or fifth year. I want to say fourth. And it's just an annual publication that we do. It's really to support the HBA. You know, we don't do a parade of homes here. We're definitely a different type of city. Where parade of homes just don't work. People like to do the virtual thing. So this is our way of trying to showcase the Home Builder Association. So we created this publication that's specifically ours, and we talk about different things, maybe a community that's up and coming, usually maybe something that's trending for a while now that or is upcoming and trending. And this year issue, we talk about how being at home, all the changes that we're seeing on a technical side of things. So technology in the house has changed a lot because we're updating that to work for the family, and that walls are actually coming back into style instead of being open concept like it's been for the last few years, several years. Now people are wanting that space. They want separation so that they can have more privacy when they're trying to get work done and there's kids in the background trying to get schoolwork done. So when everyone's all in one household, it makes it difficult with the open concept. People are realizing that, so that's why, you know, remodeling has really seen an uptick lately. And we also talked about, you know, what the home building industry looks like during COVID and what it meant for the county offices to stay open and keep other entities within the county surviving, because without the home building industry paying permits, paying fees, then they wouldn't have had the income to be able to pay their employees. So it really does come full circle. And that's what we like to focus on, are different things like that. And then, of course, the Prism Winners are in there. It's just a fun little coffee table magazine to have and, you know, hopefully pass around. So we love it. It's a fun gig.
Good deal. And you can look for the Charleston Home Builders Association magazine, usually in the same spots that you see Charleston Home and Design magazine. We have racks at most of the showrooms, the lighting and tile and flooring showrooms throughout Charleston, and paint stores, the Sherwin-Williams paint stores, and
model homes, of course, as well.
Yep, and look for the Charleston Home Builders Association magazine wherever you see Charleston Home and Design magazine as well.
Yes, and you can go online and request a copy too. We'll always send you one in the mail if you'd like.
And Ashley, how can folks remind people how they can see photographs and descriptions of these projects and get other information about the Charleston Home Builders Association?
Yes, so our website, hbacharleston.com. You can see a newsletter with all the winners, as well as there's a video on there that gives you our MC talking about a lot of the homes and communities that won this year. And it was a great time. We couldn't do it in person, so we still had to try to do a little bit of a virtual element, but either of those will work. And if you want to contact any of these builders, all of our members are listed on the website as well under the member listing, and you can reach them that way through phone or email.
All right. Very good. Well, we have been talking with Ashley V, with the Association Director with the Charleston Home Builders Association. Thanks so much, Ashley.
Thanks so much, Tim. I appreciate it. Talking about a home, talking about a home.
You've been listening to Talking About a Home, a home show on the radio. To make contact with any of the companies featured in today's show or listen to previous week's shows, visit charlestonhomeanddesign.com. That's charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Tune in again next week.